And now, from one of America's top four hospitals, it's Talking About Your Health with specialists from Cleveland Clinic. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Each year, nearly 500,000 Americans suffer from stroke. My guest is Dr. Shazam Hussain. He's the designated stroke center director and staff physician in the Cerebrovascular Center at Cleveland Clinic. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hussain. Tell us about stroke.
Well, stroke is a very serious condition facing our population. It's estimated that it's about the fourth leading cause of death, and it is the leading cause of disability in the United States.
So tell us a little bit. There's two types of stroke that we've heard about. What exactly happens during a stroke, and is this as scary as people think it really is?
Well, yeah, you're exactly right. There are two basic types of stroke. We talk about an ischemic stroke, which is where a blood clot blocks a blood vessel and you lack blood flow to the brain. And there's also the hemorrhagic stroke, or bleeding type of stroke, where you actually have a burst blood vessel that will bleed into the brain. The reason why we're so concerned about stroke is that it can cause pretty serious injury to the brain, which can sometimes be quite disabling and hard to recover from. But the good news is that there are treatments available and also ways to prevent strokes from happening.
So what are some of the signs and symptoms? People want to know. They have to act fast because time is brain, as you all say, and you are the stroke center director at the Cerebrovascular Center at Cleveland Clinic. So what are the signs that we should be looking for in ourselves or in a loved one so that we may act fast?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That time is really of the essence. We estimate that we lose somewhere in the order of 2 million brain cells every minute that a stroke is occurring. And so really one can't waste any time when they recognize these symptoms. We do use the acronym FAST, which stands for F-A-S-T, F standing for face. So if you see someone with any droopiness on one side of the face or the other, A for arms, so you ask someone to hold out their arm, and if you see the arm moving or dropping down, that could be the sign of weakness in that arm. That would be a problem. And then S stands for speech, so if you have someone that's having difficulty expressing themselves or slurring their words, this is also somebody that you may need to have medical attention for. And then the T, again, reminds us about time, that time is brain, and really that's an immediate 911 call so you can get that person to medical attention immediately.
And it is important, Dr. Hussain, to stress calling 911 instead of trying to drive someone to the hospital, because now paramedics are trained in dealing with stroke right away, aren't they?
Absolutely. There are things that the paramedics do right when they first come to the scene of where a stroke is occurring, where they'll administer oxygen and make sure a person's sugar level is okay, as well as they actually will communicate with the hospital where they're going to be dropping off the patient to really get everybody in place and ready to go when you would, if the person, the patient, would be arriving at the hospital so that things can move as quickly as possible. There's also the possibility that, you know, stroke symptoms initially can be a little milder, but things can potentially get worse. And so really you want people with expertise in stroke to be taking care of you right away. So absolutely call 911 right away.
And then what happens? You get to the emergency room. What is the first line of treatment that you do when you know someone is having a stroke?
Well, immediately the people who are recognized to have stroke symptoms, and by the way, most of the time paramedics will actually direct people to certain stroke centers that are designated by the area. But these stroke centers are attuned to what stroke symptoms are, and they are aware of the time criteria, and so they will rapidly move someone through the system. Typically speaking, a person will be brought back immediately so they can be assessed by the nurses and physicians of the emergency department, get certain blood tests drawn, which are important for the assessment of an acute stroke, and then immediately move to a CAT scan, which we then use to determine whether it's a bleeding type of stroke or whether it's of a different variety. If it is then a bleeding type of stroke, typically speaking, the neurology team is also being called down at the same time, as well as potentially neurosurgery doctors to deal with that situation. And on the other side, if no bleed is shown on that CAT scan, we will then move along the pathway of an ischemic stroke treatment, where we have clot-busting medications such as TPA, which can be administered to a person to try to dissolve a blood clot and restore blood flow to the brain to improve someone's outcome.
So then what is recovery like? How fast might they see some results from TPA?
Sometimes we do see people improve immediately with intravenous TPA. That occurs about 10% of people. However, the main outcome we're looking for is actually more of a longer-term outcome. Those people who receive intravenous TPA do much better when we look at their outcome at 3 months. Many more people are independent or near independent at 90 days after their stroke as compared to people who don't get the medication. Now, we also are doing assessments in the emergency room when we're seeing these patients. Often we'll also look at their blood vessels with the CAT scan, with the CT angiogram. And if we see that a large blood vessel is blocked off, those people may actually be offered additional treatment in the form of intra-arterial or catheter-based treatment, where we can go up into the arteries and remove the clots out of the blood vessel.
So then what is the prognosis? So the outlook certainly depends on the type of stroke, how much brain tissue was damaged, and what body functions may have been affected, how quickly you get treated. What else? What are we looking for in our prognosis, Dr. Hussain?
Usually we determine a couple of things. As you mentioned, it does depend a little bit upon the severity of the stroke. Although people typically think of strokes as devastating illnesses, there is also a wide range of strokes that can happen. Some are on the milder end, and the others can be more severe. We also often will use imaging, things like MRI scans, to see exactly how much injury to the brain has occurred. I think even if it is a severe stroke, though, it is important to remember that people can recover from a stroke. We usually talk about improvement mainly occurring in the first 3 months after a stroke has occurred. And that improvement, the sooner we see it, the better. But there is certainly a long time, and with therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, as well as speech therapy, people can show drastic improvements and often be much improved by the time they get to that 90-day point.
And what's on the horizon for stroke treatment at Cleveland Clinic, Dr. Hussain? Because this is something that as people are living longer, we might see more of, but yet you're so advanced in what you're doing there. Tell us, give us some real good news on stroke treatment today.
Well, certainly there's still a lot of advancement that is occurring in the field of stroke. For example, we have been focused in on how we can better treat people in that acute phase of the illness. I was mentioning about the catheter-based treatment, and we have been using additional ways to help look at the patient's brain in the setting of an acute stroke with an MRI scan to try to better determine who would be the best candidate for that kind of treatment. And we found by using MRI scans, we can actually better select patients who are really going to benefit from that kind of catheter-based treatment, and then also help avoid the procedure where people, for example, would have already a lot of damage and potentially the procedure could be harmful. And then we've been able to show through our data that this has improved patient outcomes. In addition, there are many other studies that we are and other centers are also involved with that look at how to better have people recover from stroke. There are studies going on that involve stem cell therapy to help regenerate some of those lost brain neurons that are lost during a stroke, as well as just prevention. How can we better prevent strokes from happening through better control of risk factors and new medications that may be able to prevent strokes from happening?
In just the last minute, Dr. Hussain, your best advice on stroke prevention and what to do if you are having one.
In terms of stroke prevention, we certainly stress that a person should maintain a healthy lifestyle, make sure you're eating a good, healthy diet, getting regular exercise, and especially if you have risk factors, things like high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, or if you're a smoker, you should really be working closely with your primary care doctor or other physician to try to keep those things under really good control, because we do know that by keeping these things under control, we can really prevent both stroke and heart attack. If you are in the situation where you feel like you're experiencing a stroke, again, the best thing to do is to call 911 immediately, get into the hospital. And again, if your loved ones are experiencing the same thing, call 911, get into a hospital. And remember that FAST acronym, face, arm, speech. If you see any of those symptoms, it's time to call 911.
Thank you so much, Dr. Hussain. We are talking about your health with Cleveland Clinic. And for more information, you can go to clevelandclinic.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening.